From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tunisian officials say an attack near a hotel on the Mediterranean coast has left 37 people dead. Edward Uranian reporting now that several European tourists are among those killed.
Gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons on foreign tourists relaxing at the beach at two hotels in the Tunisian resort town of Sousse Friday. It was not immediately clear how many attackers were involved. Amateur video showed bodies sprawled on the beach in front of one luxury hotel and what appeared to be a dead gunman outside the facility. The hotels are popular with European tourists. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Kuwait's capital, killing at least 25. IS-affiliated group known as the Najd Province said it carried out the attack at Kuwait City's Imam Sadiq Mosque. Bomber detonated his explosives with the mosque while that mosque was packed with worshippers attending Friday prayers. The Najd Province group has said it carried out similar deadly attacks on two Shiite mosques in Saudi Arabia in recent weeks. French President Francois Hollande says he was raising the security level in the region of the Rhône-Alpes to attack the highest possible level after a terrorist attack rocked a gas factory owned by an American company. French counter-terrorist forces were deployed to the gas factory southeast of the town of Lyon, where a body and a decapitated head was found, covered with Arabic writing. A flag with Islamist inscriptions was also found nearby. Authorities arrested one person who was believed to have been employed by the victim. This is VOA News. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab killed at least 50 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base that happened in southern Somalia early Friday. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The AU peacekeeping force in Somalia, AMISOM, said Al-Shabaab fighters stormed a military outpost in the area of Lego, about 130 kilometers south of the capital, Mogadishu, in an early morning assault. An Al-Shabaab spokesman said 50 soldiers were killed in the attack, but witnesses and officials told VOA's Somali service the number was over 70. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has called for a referendum on the outcome of bailout talks with international creditors. Tsipras announced the surprise move in a televised address earlier today, saying the referendum will take place on July the 5th. The Prime Minister made the call hours after the latest round of negotiations with European and IMF creditors failed to produce an agreement. Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by Tuesday. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout. President Obama has hailed the U.S. Supreme Court ruling Friday that same-sex couples have the right to marry anywhere in the United States. At the White House, Mr. Obama said the ruling is a victory for all Americans.
There's so much more work to be done to extend the full promise of America to every American. But today we can say, in no uncertain terms, that we've made our union a little more perfect.
Court ruled 5-4 that the U.S. Constitution's guarantee of due process and equal protection for all, overrule any state's attempt to outlaw same-sex marriages. The ruling is the Supreme Court's most important expansion of marriage rights in the U.S. since its landmark 1967 ruling in the case Loving v. Virginia that struck down state laws barring interracial marriages. Also Friday, Mr. Obama eulogized former South Carolina senator and AME pastor Clementa Pinckney as a gracious man who was wise beyond his years. Speaking at Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Obama called the slain minister a man of God who had faith.
Our calling, Clem once said, is not just within the walls of the congregation, but the life and community in which our congregation resides.
Pinckney was one of nine African American people killed by a white gunman last week at a Bible service. Thousands of people gathered at a Charleston sports arena for Friday's funeral. Even more brave, searing temperatures outside the building to bid farewell.
That's the latest world news from VOA.